Hello, I'm Herman, and I'm a hermit crab. I know what you're thinking. Hermit crabs can't talk. We can talk, although we usually just talk quietly among ourselves. But I'm speaking up now because I have a story to tell. I've learned a lot since I was a little hermit crab searching for my first shell. Let me tell you about it. First, did you know that hermit crabs aren't born with a shell? When we're still just little hermit crabs, our parents send us out to select a shell. It's not hard for us to find one. There are shells all around for us to choose from. I was given this advice. Don't get one too small or too big. I thought that was all I needed to know. My first shell was not too small or too big. It fit me just right. I liked the color and thought I'd live in that shell for a long time. Finding a good shell was easy. I was wrong. Not long after I got my first shell, a terrible wind started blowing. I could hear the wind howling outside my shell. It was loud and I had to hold tight to a branch. I got deep in my shell and figured I was safe. Then, before I knew it, something terrible happened. My shell blew right off. I never saw it again. The wind was very strong and I had not taken any action to protect my house. When the storm died down, I had no choice but to search for a new and hopefully better shell. Soon, I found a new shell. I liked it a lot. This would be a good home, I thought. This time, though, I would make sure it stayed on during strong winds. I applied hurricane straps and took other steps to protect my shell from the wind. I was very happy. My new home was snug and safe, or so I thought. Then one day, a terrible rain fell. It rained and rained. It seemed like days went by. I stayed in my shell and was warm and dry for a while. Then the water rose, and the next thing I knew, the neighborhood was underwater. And then floodwater swept into my shell and covered it in mud. It was a mess. And I wasn't happy about it. I had to leave my shell and look for a new one again. I bet you didn't know being a hermit crab was this much trouble. I was determined to learn my lesson well and pick the perfect shell. And this time, I took steps to protect it from high winds and floods. I was happy again. No hurricane, no tornado, and no flood could damage my shell. Being a hermit crab wasn't so bad after all. All was well for a while. Then one day, the ground shook. The ground rumbled and shifted underneath me. I didn't know what to do. I stayed in my shell and hoped for the best, but it was not to be. Things began to tumble around me, and something landed on me. There was a huge crack in my shell, and suddenly I could see outside. This was terrible, and I was very mad. Why did things keep happening? So when I went looking for yet another new shell, I made sure it was not too big, it was not too small, it was windproof, it was floodproof, and it was earthquake-proof. I checked and double-checked my shell. I read reports that taught me how to become disaster-resistant. Some of the things were simple, and others were a bit harder, and I had to ask for help. But all in all, it wasn't difficult, and it was well worth the time and trouble. Finally, I was safe in my shell. The wind blew hard, but my shell stayed on. The high water came, but my shell stayed dry. And when the ground shook, my shell stayed in one piece. Being a hermit crab was good again. I settled down to have a nice life. How could I know it was ahead? I was having a barbecue with some friends. It was a nice summer day, and we were having a good time. All of a sudden, my shell caught on fire. I didn't have a fire extinguisher, and I had not taken precautions to cut back the dry brush around my neighborhood. I had to run out of my shell and leave it behind. It was a total loss. I was very sad. My special shell, which I had worked so hard on, was ruined yet again. So this time, when I looked for in my new shell, I made sure it was not too big, not too small, windproof, waterproof, earthquake-proof, and fireproof. And I knew I was safe, and I had learned my lesson well. My shell was completely disaster-resistant. But then I realized that other hermit crabs didn't know what I had learned, and other people like you didn't know what I had learned either. That's why I'm speaking out. I had learned about the importance of being disaster-proof from Project Impact. It was created by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Project Impact teaches people how to make their homes safe from disasters before disasters happen. Now I call myself Herman PIC, Project Impact Crab, and I travel around telling everyone about preventing disaster damage. You can join me, find out what disasters might happen in your neighborhood, and then find out how to make your home, yourself, and your family safe. You can learn more about disasters from the FEMA website or by asking your town emergency manager. There are many things you can do to prevent disaster damage. Now I have to go. There are many people out there who don't know about Project Impact. But help me spread the word. Tell everyone about my story. And next time you see a hermit crab, you could stop and whisper, "Hello." It just might be me.